Welcome to Love Rules, the radio ministry of Roxbury Presbyterian Church in Boston. My mom, Liz Walker, was Boston's first African-American television news anchor, but her most important job is what she does right now at RPC, preaching the good news about God's love. The Bible says, above all, love each other deeply because love covers a multitude of sins. How does that work? Join my mom now as she offers us Love Rules from Roxbury Presbyterian Church.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Love Rules. Today's message, the voice of the shepherd. We're going to read from a couple of texts today. Of course, you know Psalm 23rd, one of my favorites. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. And even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Our second text is John, the 10th chapter, the 11th through the 15th verses. I tell you the truth, the man who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The man who enters by the gate is the shepherd of his sheep. The watchman opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. You know, this chapter of John is called the parable of the good shepherd. This theme of the shepherd and sheep is one of the most powerful and actually a prolific one in the Bible. We hear these stories so often, we may not give them a second thought. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob were all shepherds. Moses went from being the prince of Egypt to the shepherd of Jethro's flock. God passed over warriors and wise men to anoint a young shepherd to become king. His name was David. It is clear that God has a heart for shepherds. Over and over again, the prophets painted this as the image of God himself and the coming Messiah. In the book of Ezekiel, the Lord says, I will save my flock. They will no longer be plundered. I will place over them one shepherd, my servant, and he will tend to them. And now Jesus describes himself as the good shepherd whose sheep know him by his voice. If you think about your relationship with Jesus as one in which you are led, then among the most important questions you'll probably ask is how you know you're hearing Jesus. In a world where we are bombarded with so many loud and distracting voices, how can we be sure we recognize the voice of the shepherd? Well, first, we need to make sure this metaphor still works. I mean, shepherding was a powerful image during biblical times. It was one of the primary occupations and the economic foundation for most of those ancient agrarian societies. Sheep were of great value. They were used for food and clothing and tent materials and sacrifices. When Abram set out for the Promised Land, his wealth was measured not only in silver and gold, but in livestock. Is the sheep metaphor still relevant in a 21st century world, where churches are scrambling for new ideas for survival, where preachers are more often seeking to improve their communication skills or their political or business savvy? And what does it mean for believers to be sheep? I don't know how many of us would want to be compared to animals we consider smelly, stupid, and unable to fend for themselves. The metaphor could be outdated except for one thing. No matter how modern or independent or successful we all claim to be, most of us still have those moments when nothing can bring us more comfort than the thought that the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. And so we want to hear that voice. We need to hear that comfort. But what does hearing mean? The story goes, at the end of the day, several herds of sheep can end up at the same watering hole. When it is time to go, the various shepherds call their flocks. And even if they call all at the same time, no matter how many sheep, when the shepherds signal them to go with a soft cluck of the tongue or a two-note whistle, the sheep instantly recognize their particular shepherd's voice. They get behind him and they go. According to the stories, it never fails. You see, sheep have learned to recognize the voice because they depend on it to survive. We need to learn to recognize God's voice as if our lives depend on it. They do. Recognize God's voice. Know when it's God talking to you. Know when it's your ego. Know when it's the world. Know when it's a false word. You can do this. This is possible. You can recognize God's voice. I am so thankful you've joined us today. Remember, Love Rules is totally listener-supported. Won't you make a donation right now to keep this program on the air? Log on to RoxburyPresbyterianChurch.org and click on Giving. That's RoxburyPresbyterianChurch.org. Click on Giving. Thank you. God bless you. How does God speak? The Bible tells us that God speaks in a variety of ways, in dreams, in visions, in spectacular events, through people. And you know, sometimes I think it may be intuition, it may be a feeling, but it's about a developed relationship with Christ. But here's something that is guaranteed to bring you the voice of God. It's God's Word. We are blessed to have a God who makes himself so available that you know, we can read his Word and have a sense of the direction he wants us to go. Now, that doesn't mean we're going to always have the right answers ready at our fingertips. That doesn't mean we are not going to struggle sometimes. Free will makes us struggle. Our humanity makes us struggle. Did I make the right turn? Was this the right decision? God never promises some lockstep formula that guarantees positive outcome. It's not like a 12-step program. As a matter of fact, communication with the shepherd is not always about instruction. It is more often knowing that we are never alone. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. Sometimes when I'm out on the streets around Roxbury Presbyterian Church, I watch the people, and I sense such loneliness among them. And it's not just my neighborhood. I think these are lonely and isolating times. We have so much communications. We have so much technology. We can be on cell phones. We can be on IMs and Twitter. And I'm sorry, is it Twitter? We can be on all the technology and still be lonely. I'm not just talking about homeless people or people with addictions. I think this world can be a very lonely place despite all of our technology. It is easy to become disconnected and detached in the midst of masses. We can only penetrate each other's isolation so far on our own. Except for the love of God, whose Holy Ghost power can penetrate the hardest heart and the most shut down mind with a love. You see, because it's the love that does the penetration. It's not our personalities. It's not our status. It's the love of God that is immeasurable, that can break through hard hearts, that can break through these cold spirits and minds. That's why the Apostle Paul says, who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will trouble or hardship or persecution? No. In all of these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loves us. You see, I think the loneliness and isolation in this world is because people don't feel loved. Knowing we are love leads to wholeness. Love is the first language. It's the principal language of God. It is how Jesus most often speaks. And so when you are worried about whether you hear from God, think in terms of the language of love. We live in a world that increasingly believes it's unscientific to hear from God. Science proclaims that nature proceeds without God. Science is clearly not paying attention to the sheep. Animals recognize their master's voice without question. They learn simply from experience. Humans are not so easily led, but we have the potential to be led that way. Isaiah laments that the ox knows its owner, the donkey its master's crib, but Israel does not know. My people do not understand. You see, we're hard-headed. We're hard-headed by nature. Renowned scientist and author Francis Collins explains in his book Belief that the speed of light and the mass of the electron are physical constants that have never varied by an inch. And if they ever do, by the tiniest degree, a universe capable of sustaining any imaginable form of life would be impossible. Can you hear God? Are you listening? God says, I'm God and I'm in charge. You know, I always talk about the perils of too much education because I like to read. And I know that you can get full of puffed up knowledge. But I got to tell you that it's God's affirming voice that speaks even through science as far as I'm concerned. And that's what the books I read tell me. I'm a God who is before all things and in me. All things hold together. God speaks to us, you see, but we have to listen. Jesus stands at the door and knocks. You have to be still and lean in sometimes to hear. And here's where we get back to the sheep. Because the sheep instinctively understand that they need the shepherd, they tend to seek out the shepherd. When we really want to find something, we look for. That's how we can know we are looking for God. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The older I get, the less I shop. It's not just because I don't have any money. It's because finally I realize that I don't need all the things I thought I needed. God is simply enough. God is simply enough. Look for God. Seek God out. The Lord is our shepherd, the good shepherd. Thanks for joining me. Be blessed.
Thank you for tuning in. Roxbury Presbyterian Church is located at 328 Warren Street, right in the heart of Roxbury. Come worship with us on Sundays at 11 a.m. This is a listener-supported program. We invite you to partner with us and learn the many ways that love rules. Visit us on our website, roxburypresbyterianchurch.org, or call us at 617-445-2116. Love will reign.